The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief program starring Eddie Cantor. Have you ever wondered why some cars are so hard to start after they've been standing in the cold? When you leave your car in the cold, remember, that small cup full of gasoline in the carburetor which must start your engine stands in the cold, too. And if your gasoline isn't specially made for winter weather, it won't vaporize readily, won't be ready for the spark. Of course, all gasolines feel the cold. But when a gasoline is specially made for zero weather, you get quicker starting. Fire Chief is this type of gasoline. Fire Chief vaporizes instantly. Starts your car in less than 10 turns of the engine in any weather. Gives you the same starting and moving power demanded by fire engines and other vehicles in emergency service. Stop for a tank full at no extra price. Find out why a greater number of motorists switch to Fire Chief every winter. And then stick with it the year round. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now here we are at Santa Anita Racetrack with Eddie Cantor.
Thank you so much. Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, Eddie, isn't it wonderful here at Santa Anita?
Yeah, isn't it wonderful, Jimmy? And I'm sure my horse, Molasses, will win the big race today.
You talk like you really know about horses.
Say, I was brought up among horses.
You were?
Certainly. You don't think all my people had push cards, do you?
Oh. Tell me, Eddie, is this Molasses' first race?
Nope. He ran in the fourth race yesterday and came in first.
He ran in the fourth race and came in first?
Yeah, he came in first in the fifth race. That's why I never bet. You know, I don't like to bet.
Say, why do you hate gambling so much?
My dislike for gambling goes way back. Remember the picture I made a few years ago called The Kid from Spain?
Oh, yes, the one with the bullfight.
Yeah, well, yeah. The first day on the picture, I was in the arena with two bulls. One of the bulls looked at me and said to the other, I'll toss you for him. See, even the bulls out here have the gambling fever.
Everybody has, I guess.
Everybody. Why, last week at a Beverly Hills theater, they had a big feature picture of Mickey Mouse, The March of Time, and three other shorts, but nobody'd go in because they didn't have Screeno or a chance to win an automobile. Imagine that.
What theater was that?
It was the Fox Wiltshire.
Oh, yes. They were showing Alibaba Goes to Town.
Yes, my pick. That has nothing to do with it. That has pardon me. It's just... It's just that people want to gamble, that's all.
You're dead against gambling in any form.
Jimmy, I have never gambled, I don't gamble now, and never will.
Okay, Eddie, but I've a hunch someday I'll catch you gambling.
No, sir, not me.
Yes, you. It gets them all sooner or later.
I tell you, no. They never get... I'll
yes,
bet you $50 they... What am I saying? Get away!
See, I knew it. Well, look, Eddie, look at that fellow with the derby and cigar. He's a racetrack tout.
Yeah?
Watch out for him. They're very tricky.
Well, he'll be up against a tough customer. Wait, stick around, Jimmy.
Hiya, buddy. Doing any good for yourself?
Oh, you can't make any money around a racetrack.
You can't, huh?
Why, do you, you know something?
Listen, boy, the big race today is fixed. Get me?
Yeah.
I got the tip straight from the guy who owns Molasses.
Yeah.
Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor?
Sure.
I mean, Eddie Cantor's in on this crooked deal? I always thought he was an actor.
Oh, that acting business. That's just to show the police in case he gets caught.
He must be a fine...
Chump, huh? Yeah. You said it. He don't know 2 and 2 is 4.
No, he don't know 2 and 2 is 4. Why, what does he think it is?
He thinks 2 and 2 is 5.
You mean when he's buying or selling?
Huh? I don't get you.
So you and Canada fixed the big race today, huh?
Sure. We know the speed of every horse in the race. Yeah. I worked them out myself.
Oh, you ride, too, huh?
Oh, you should see me ride. I ride like I'm a part of the horse.
Brother, I think you've got something there.
Look, don't waste my time. Me and Cantor's got this race in the bag. Now, are you with us?
Mister, I don't gamble, but I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'll bet you $25 you wouldn't know Cantor if you met him face to face.
I wouldn't?
No, and I'll show you that you can't make money around a racetrack. Look, here's $50. Here's $50 that says you don't know Eddie Cantor.
It's a bet.
Okay.
Give me the money. You're Eddie Cantor. Can't make money around a track, huh?
Oh, Miss Strudel.
Yes, Mr. Cantor.
Take a letter, please.
Yes, sir.
Dearest, it's grand to be with you again, comma. It's great to look forward to another night with you, semicolon. And being with you just now and then, comma,
is such an uncertainty,
question mark.
It isn't enough for me.
Exclamation point.
What are you doing the rest of your life? How'd you like to count me in on everything you do? What are you doing for 40 or 50 years? I'd even take 60 years with someone like you. You're my idea of a love annuity, of a grand futurity, a heavenly security. What are you doing the rest of your life? How about you spending? How about you ending the rest of your life with me? What are you doing the rest of your life?
Pretty, isn't it?
It would never do for you to live your life alone. With you beside me, the future would be divine. Whatever is yours is mine. What's mine is my own.
Typically Cantor.
You're what I see when I see the rising sun. You're a song that's number one. A picture Mr. Walter Disney's done. I'd love a share of the best of your life. Won't you make your mind up? Say you're gonna wind up the rest of your life with me.
Yes, Jimmy.
Eddie, the racing steward is looking for you. Here he is.
Mr. Cantor, your horse Molasses has been disqualified.
Disqualified?
Yes, he can't run.
But he can. They took him out at 8 o'clock this morning for a mile run on this track.
That's just it. He isn't back yet.
Well, wait a minute. Give him a chance. Wait, he'll be back.
We can't wait. The track closes March 19th.
Oh, my. Disqualified. I'll find out for my stable boy what's wrong. Oh, Nicodemus.
Yes,
Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who rode Molasses this morning?
Mr. Renard?
Oh, no wonder he hasn't come back.
I won't shut my eyes till Molasses returns.
You're certainly all broken up about that horse being lost, aren't you, Nicodemus?
It ain't that so much, but I had my chewing gum stuck on the back of his neck.
This had to happen just when we were getting him ready for the big race. Tell me, how did Molasses run in his last race? They say he got off to a slow start.
But he picked up speed on the turn. He gave it all he had coming down the stretch.
Yes?
And by the time he reached the finishing line...
Go on.
He was breaking into a fast walk.
Nicodemus, if that horse doesn't come back, I'm afraid there won't be any work for you to do.
A job with no work? Oh, Mr. Cantor.
Mr. Cantor what?
By Mayor Biff Duchesne.
Yes, Jimmy, honey? We've got to organize a searching party to find my horse. He's with Renard. They've been out since 8 o'clock this morning.
Since early morning? Why, it's past dinner now. Renard couldn't go this long without eating.
Oh, my poor horse. Let's get everybody together and start.
Listen to that. It's your horse returning. See him through those trees?
He certainly looks in good shape.
He's nice and plump.
Oh, I'm fainting. It's not Molasses. It's Jack Renard. Oh!
Eddie, here I am. I'm back.
Renard, well, it's about time. What actually happened?
When I took Molasses for a workout this morning, a bee stung him and he jumped over the fence.
Did the bee sting you too?
Certainly. How do you think I got over?
Well, where did you end up?
In Pasadena.
Why did it take you so long? Why did it take you so long to get back?
Well, I stopped in a restaurant to get a plate of spaghetti, and a guy there gave me a road map.
Yes, go on.
Well, I must have eaten carelessly, because after I'd been using the road map for a while, I found out I'd been following a piece of spaghetti for 8 miles.
Go away, you blubber. Go away.
Eddie, yes. Eddie, I got some sad news for you. Your horse has been barred from the track permanently.
Permanently?
Yes.
Permanently?
Yes.
You mean he can't get a race at all?
That's right.
Come in.
Cantor.
Yep.
I'm the chairman of the Santa Anita Racing Club.
Yes?
We'd like to present molasses with this cup.
Well, thanks. Gee, that's swell. You're really presenting my horse with a cup?
Definitely. Now all you have to do is to get him some dark glasses and a cane. Let him sit outside the gate.
Now I'm really getting sore. I must do something with molasses.
Oh, I have a suggestion.
You have?
Yes. You know how your horse's ribs stick out?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to take him home Monday for my wife.
She wants to fatten him up?
No. Monday is wash day, and she needs a washboard.
Jimmy.
Yes.
I'm not A-N-G-R-Y, but if he O-P-E-N-S his M-O-U-T-H again, I will K-I-double-L him.
You W-I-double-L?
Y-E-S.
If you do, they will put you in P-R-I-S-O-N. Yes!
Oh, go sit amongst your orchestra. Here's Nicodemus. Nicodemus, he may have a thought.
Mister, I got an idea for the house.
Good. What is it?
Just give me some money, and I'll take molasses around the country, and he'll advertise you.
He'll advertise me how?
Wherever we go, the people will look at the horse and say, the mayor of Texaco Town.
Last summer, Deanna Durbin sent a little girl to me with a note asking me to hear this child sing. I did, and immediately engaged her for 6 appearances on the Texaco summer program. She's here tonight, and I've asked her to repeat the classic of several seasons ago, Stormy Weather. Here she is, 14-year-old Maureen O'Connor.
No sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since that boy and I ain't together, it's raining all the time. Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. Oh, weary all of the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. Ever since that boy and I, ain't he ever stormy weather? When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, a rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since that boy and I ain't together.
Maureen O'Connor, for your grand interpretation of Stormy Weather. I'm certain our audience will write and tell me how much they've enjoyed it. You'll be a star yet.
When a racing car pulls into the pit for gasoline, while the tank is being filled, attendants circle around the car, inspecting the tires, radiator, checking the oil, keeping an eye on everything. That racing car gets circle service. And your Texaco dealer has a similar method of circle servicing your car when you drive in for gasoline. For he goes completely around your car, checking the important points. Systematically, he cleans the windshield, rear window, stoplight, and headlight lenses, notes the inflation of your tires, quickly attends to the radiator and oil. You get circle service, not just as an occasional courtesy, but every time you stop for Fire Chief, the emergency duty gasoline. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Jimmy, isn't it awful? Yeah. I've got a horse on my hands and can get a race for him. Can get a race for him. I don't know what is happening. Wait a minute. Here comes a man now. Maybe he's got some word.
Mr. Canner.
Yes?
I'm the owner of Seabiscuit, and I'd like to run him against Molasses on Saturday.
Jimmy, do you hear that at last? Mister, you really want my horse to run against Seabiscuit? Why? You think he has a chance?
No. But Saturday's Seabiscuit's birthday, and I want him to have a little fun.
Now I'm determined that he's going to race.
Telephone.
I'll take it. Hello? Who? Jack Benny. Oh, hello, Jack. How's Mary? What? You want to race your Maxwell against my what? My fugitive from a glue factory? It's not true. It's not true. My horse did not apply for Social Security. But your car isn't far from it. Say, Jack, I hear you're getting 4 miles to the bucket of coal now. What? It's a lie? It burns wood, too? No, I'm not talking you out of the race. No, I've never gambled, but I'll bet you some real money. Oh, I've got you nervous? Huh? No, oh, you're as cool as a plate of Jell-O. I see, you're shaking all over. Okay, my horse will race you, Maxwell. Just name the bet yourself. What? Are you going crazy? How much? No, sir. Not me, no, sir. Why, that amount of money is ridiculous. No, sir. Molasses will not race your Maxwell for 15 cents. You tightwad, 15 cents. Think of it, Jimmy, 15 cents. If you want your car to race my horse, make it interesting. A half a buck. Okay, next Wednesday. Goodbye.
Oh, Eddie, Molasses is going to race at last.
Yes, even though it's against Benny's Maxwell. I'm going out now to hire a press agent, Jimmy.
Wait a minute. You have an announcement to make.
Oh, yes. A few months ago, an exciting new form of jazz interpretation crept into American music. The strange pictorial swing of Raymond Scott. Remember Powerhouse, Twilight and Turkey, Toy Trumpet, and Dinner Music for a Pack of Hungry Cannibals? Well, you've heard these weird melodies, and now we give you their creators, Raymond Scott and his quintet. Tonight, for the first time anywhere, the quintet presents the latest of Scott's fantastic creations. Picture yourself out on a lonely prairie near an old deserted oil well. Suddenly, there is unexpected activity. It's an oil gusher. Prescott. Oh, Jimmy.
Yes?
Jimmy, to
yes?
publicize the race between Molasses and Jack Benny's Maxwell, I've sent for a press agent, and as soon as he gets here...
Out of my way! Out of my way!
The Mad Russian.
How do you do?
Wait a minute. Since when are you a press agent?
Say, 2 months ago I was press agent for the biggest picture in Hollywood, The Quick Walking Stick.
The Quick Walking Stick? You mean Hurricane? The Quick Walking Stick. Listen, why you wouldn't know how to approach a first-class newspaper?
Is that so? Did you ever hear of the New York Times?
Yes, of course.
Did you ever hear of the Chicago Tribune?
Why, certainly.
And the Los Angeles Examiner?
Yes, yes.
My, oh, my, you should be a newsboy.
Get away.
Now, your horse, Gooey.
His name is Molasses. Wait a minute. And I want you to send out immediately some publicity on him.
I did. I sent out a picture of your horse and the jockey Renard.
Yeah, who did you send it to?
Ripley.
Yep. Wait a minute. You sent the picture to, believe it or not, did Ripley print it?
He sent back the horse's picture, and he kept Renard.
Yeah, tell me, why did he keep Renard's picture?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell her?
Yes. I can't look at him. Yeah, tell me, why did Ripley keep Renard's picture?
Because a horse without a tail is a novelty.
Look, Russian. My horse...
Gooey.
Don't say gooey.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it. Wait a minute. My horse, Molasses, is going to race against Jack Benny's Maxwell. I want to get us both in the papers.
Okay. Tomorrow, you and the horse play tennis together.
Yes.
That puts you on the sporting page.
Yeah.
Then you and the horse go to the opera. That puts you on the society page.
I see.
Then you and the horse jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wait a minute. We'll get killed.
That puts you on the front page.
Wait a minute. Russian, you are crazy.
You mean it?
Yes, stop saying you mean it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
All right, I won't say it anymore.
You mean it?
Yes,
shut up. Why don't you
take your horse, Gooey?
Wait, his name is Molasses. Why do you keep calling him Gooey?
Ain't Gooey Molasses?
You got away. You silly thing. Are you trying to be funny? Remember, I'm your employer.
How do you do?
Mad Russian, look, will you let me set you straight about publicity? What are most people interested in? Romance.
Of course.
Why don't you arrange for my horse to take out Bing Crosby's horse and become engaged?
Two horses engaged? Where would they go?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell them?
Yes, tell me. Tell me, where will two engaged horses go?
On the bridal path?
I see. And for a wedding present, why don't you give them a box of aspirin?
Why should I give the horses a box of aspirin for a wedding present?
That's in case they should catch a little cold. You mean it? Yes, I mean it. My, oh, my.
What's up? You're talking to your... I give up. You'll never get any publicity on the race between Molasses and Benny's Maxwell.
Then you refuse to listen to mine ideas.
Listen, Mad Russian, anybody who would waste his time talking to you is a hopeless ignoramus and an imbecile.
How do you do?
Ladies and gentlemen, a winner at last. Here she comes past the judge's stand, Deanna Durbin.
I can't.
dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase the vision of your face.
Sing, Indiana. Here's a kiss from Eddie.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie, here's a telegram for you.
You may open it, Jimmy.
All right, here. Who's it from?
Oh, why, it's from Jack Benny.
Read it, will you?
He says, we'll have to call the race off as the Maxwell has been stolen from in front of my house. I have no idea who took it. Your pal, Jack. P.S. Before you put it away tonight, cover it up with a blanket. Will Jack Benny recover the Maxwell in time to race my horse, Molasses? If he does, will he win? Will my horse win? Will the race end in a dead heat? Gosh, who cares?
I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Ask friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Good night.
Tune in again next Wednesday for another Fire Chief broadcast starring Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. Good as the night was, I see your face before me from Between the Devils. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.